A tragic crash claimed the life of a cyclist on North Baptist Road at Sunset Acres Wednesday, and the Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office is looking for a driver who hit the cyclist. 46-year-old Michael Ribando Jr. was struck by one vehicle whose driver stopped and reported the accident, but a second driver traveling in the other direction hit Ribando again, stopped briefly, and then took off. The vehicle described as a light-colored sedan turned right onto Wardline Road. Anyone with information is asked to call TPSO. Louisiana's cervical cancer rate is 8.9 in 100,000. And LSU Health New Orleans unveils the Bayou Blueprint to end cervical cancer in Louisiana by 2035. The three pillars include prevention through the vaccine for HPV. And Dr. Donna Williams with LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center says,
we have a new test that's been available and been out for about a year now. And that's a self-collection test that women can do in any doctor's office. They don't have to be at the gynecologist to get the test anymore.
The third pillar is follow-up and treatment. A Pelican Institute for Public Policy report finds electricity costs are rising quickly, and they say costs will keep going up unless changes are made to the regulatory framework. Melissa Landry, director of the Center for Energy at the Pelican Institute, says the average utility bill in March was about $10 more than it was last year.
The rate increases that we're seeing in our bills right now come from regulatory decisions and base rate increases that were approved by regulators.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.